Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Today's episode, it's Ask Me Anything. By the way, this show is about unboxing the real you in terms of understanding who you are and how our personality is a repository of our emotions, our belief. It's, you see, there are personality tests out there, and I also actually have my own personality test in Unique. But the truth is, you cannot really measure a person's personality. It's impossible. In other words, yung personality kasi natin is a combination of our birth order, panganay ka ba, bunso ka ba, middle child ka ba. It is also your educational attainment, your environment, your family, your background. Yun yung kabuuan ng ating personality. But there are ways for us to find out yung patterns of our personalities. Because people are different, yet they are predictably different. How can you predict people's behaviors in such a way that you can adjust to them? So, yan yung pinaka-tema ng show. But of course, we get to answer many questions, and we have a lot of topics as well. And get ready, because we'll be having guests in the show, finally. And as I mentioned, this is an Ask Me Anything episode, because we get a lot of questions in my in the Jason Lo page, and it's really impossible for me to answer all of them. That's why I took a few questions and will be answering them. But for those who are live today, meron din tayo. You can ask me some questions as long as I can answer them. Wag lang math. Okay? Ano naman? Okay naman pala ako sa math. Iba na lang. Wag lang. Love life pwede rin. Yan. So, again, this is an Ask Me Anything question. And you can ask me about, by the way, to give you more background about myself, I am a speaker, yes. I just came from a speaking engagement. Thank you, GrabPay, for having me, for the wonderful hospitality, the team. Sabi ko sa kanila kanina, alam mo, ang dami ko ng mga Zoom, whether I'm an attendant, whether I am an attendee or I'm the speaker. More than 200 or siguro close to 300, but never pa akong na-kick out. Kinick out ba naman ako? Siguro akala nila I was an imposter. Yung nag-handle nung attendees, hindi nakita yung, hindi alam na ano, hindi alam yung pangalan ko. Kinick out ako. Tapos they were wondering, sir, are you? Sabi ko, I was there an hour ago. Yes, I'm a speaker, but I have been in, I'm an entrepreneur, and I have done quite a number of businesses already. God's grace, well, binibilang ko yung mga businesses na umabot na siya ng around 15 businesses. But most are very small businesses. Very small businesses. There are a few that became quite bigger. And I have experienced a lot of failures. And there was some success. And also quite a number of partners as well. Kaya yan din, kung gusto niyo akong tanungin about that, we will talk about that as well. So, I have some questions online. This is actually questions that I received yesterday. I don't know if you're here, Chester Buenaventura. Yung mga medyo mas personal questions, I won't mention the names anymore. But his question, he asked, well, how do you manage your emotions? How do you manage your emotions? Ang emotions, it's quite important for us to manage it because it affects everything. I'll repeat that. Your emotions, it affects everything. Okay? From your productivity, from the way you communicate, from the way you handle money. In fact, if you cannot handle your emotions, you won't be able to handle money. If you can't handle your emotions, you won't be able to manage. If you don't manage your emotions, you won't be able to manage money. So the way for you to manage your emotions is actually a certified EQ coach also from Genos, emotional intelligence, emotional quotient. And the starting point for managing your emotions is really awareness. Na-aware tayo kung ano yung nararamdaman natin. Kasi marami sa atin, yung emotions natin, we don't know what we are feeling. Kaya may mga tao na obese sila. And ito yung isang advice na binibigay sila sa kanila. Kasi minsan, hindi nila alam na busog na sila, kain pa sila ng kain. Or minsan, nauuhaw sila, pero akala nila gutom sila. But if you find a way to actually know what you are feeling, give it a name. Let's say, galit ka. Alamin mo ano yung emotion na yun. Bakit ka galit? Ayun pala, hindi ka pala talaga galit. Ang nangyayari pala dun sa emotions na yan, it's because, you know, yung experience mo in the past, it influenced your emotion right now. So akala mo galit ka, ayun pala, baka naawa ka. Or baka ang nangyayari yung meron kang hurt me pink ka, meron kang unforgiveness. Or meron kang insecurity, you have to call it out. Bakit ba pag tumitingin ako, nagsascroll ako online, nakakaramdam ako ng inggit? Diba? So that's jealousy. And that's the emotion that you are feeling. And yet, hindi pala jealousy yung root ng emotions mo. It's actually insecurity. So minsan palalim siya ng palalim, akala mo yun yung emotion na yun. Hindi pala. So the first step is naming that emotion. What is it that you are feeling? So yun yung una, no? Yung awareness natin. Okay? And now that you are aware, now you manage your emotions by understanding what you are feeling. And you are not your emotions. Okay? I'll repeat that. You are not your emotions. Kung feeling mo naiinggit ka online, hindi ka inggitero, yun lang yung nararamdaman mo na emotions. Now, how do you manage that? Okay? If you are depressed, you are not depressed. Hindi ikaw, you are not depression. You are feeling that way. Now, why are you feeling that way? You ask yourself that question. Okay? So, yun yung kailangan natin na ano, na first step. Alamin mo muna siya bago mo siya mamamanage. I have several questions here and someone asked me, alam nyo, there are people who ask me, no, mga questions na medyo talagang seryoso. There are even people who ask questions na mga magpapakamatay na yung who would commit suicide and who really needs help. May mga questions na OFW, gusto na umuwi, hindi sila makauwi, ano ba yung gagawin nila? Meron din mga questions na it's really heartbreaking because there are times na wala talagang solution sa problema nila. They have to really go through it. Kaya may mga questions tayo siguro na may tatanong kayo na sometimes hindi mo talaga kailangan ng sagot, kailangan mo lang ng someone who would listen to you. I experienced that when I lost my business. Alam ko naman na hindi ako matutulungan ng mga nilalapitan ko for advice. But the mere fact that they are listening to me, malaking bagay sa akin. Sabi niya dito, no, this question, kailan po kaya ako magiging debt-free? I'm tired na, sir. pagod na daw siya. Ang pagiging debt-free, kasi nagsa-start yan with, again, yung perspective natin. Okay? Kasi yung utang, it's just a symptom of a bigger, deeper problem. Symptom lang siya. Hindi siya talaga yung pinaka-problema natin. So kung may utang kayo ngayon, ang question, ba't kayo nagka-utang? Ano yung reason bakit kayo nagka-utang? And admittedly so, no, there are times na, and this question is gonna be very interesting, this next one. Kasi hindi sila burgis, hindi sila magastos, they are faithful, they're managing their money well, and yet nagkakautang sila. Okay? So may mga times na kasalanan mo, may mga times na circumstances talaga, but most of the time, kasalanan mo kaya ka nagkautang. Kasalanan mo. So ano yung symptom yan? Pero ano ba yung pinaka-root yan? Ano ba yung pinaka-ugat? Nagkautang ka ba kasi bumili ka ng mga gamit, stuff that you can't really afford, but you want it? For example, if you are in sales, hindi pa dumadating yung commission, pero iniisip mo na kung ano yung mga bibilin mo, binibilang mo na kaagad. So what is that? What is the root of that? Or is the root, kumbaga, trying to get approval from others? Okay? Kaya nalilibre ka kahit hindi mo naman afford, or you give money to people, but you can't really afford to give that amount. Pero mali din yung reason mo why you're giving it. I have a friend who's a pastor. And since we're close, he's very generous. Very generous. Bigay siya ng bigay. Pero nararamdaman ko, kasi he's also well off eh, yung family niya. Nararamdaman ko na yung motive niya iba. Kasi nga, close kami eh. Kinausap ko siya ngayon. Sabi ko, bro, alam ko you're generous. And keep it up. But are you giving because you want to help others, or are you giving because you feel good about it? Is it for your ego? Tahimik siya, napaisip siya ng gano'n. Tapos, after a month, biglang binanggit yung pangalan ko. By the way, my friend Jason, you know, he shared something that's important, and I have to confess that, yes, I am generous, but I'm doing it because of, I want people's approval. I want people to notice me. I want people's attention. And mali yung reason bakit ako nagbibigay. So, yung mga ganong aspects na kailangan natin maintindihan about ourselves. Okay? Yung depth natin. Ano ba yung reason? Alamin mo. And once you find out ano yung pinaka-root niyan, dun mo palang masasolve yung problem. Kasi kung pinintignan lang natin paano natin mababayaran yung utang natin, paano natin masasolve, you won't be able to solve it. Kasi you're always treating the symptom eh. Band-aid lang siya. Hindi talaga yung root of the matter. This one is, I'll just keep her anonymous, no? Sabi niya, hi, Sir Jason. I read your book, Determined. And we are following your principles po there. We are really determined to attack our debts. But we are in a situation wherein we are paying debts, yet we are also supporting the fam of my husband. Let me share with you, sir, our story. Yan. We have incurred a huge debt by allowing my mother-in-law to swipe for her travel agency business but was not able to pay us. Haba din ito, sir, nung story niya. Oo nga, mukha nga mahaba. Pero unahin ko muna to, ah. Yung mother-in-law, in-swipe yung card niya para pang-finance nung travel agency business. Now, the mother-in-law cannot pay for it. Okay? Listen, ha? Huwag na huwag kayong mag-guarantee ng utang ng ibang tao. Okay? Huwag na huwag kayong mag-guarantee ng utang ng ibang tao. Ibig sabihin ng guarantee, for example, you have a friend, sabi sa'yo, oy, kasi meron akong itatayong negosyo. Pwede ba akong umutang sa'yo? Wala akong ganong kalaking pera. Kailangan mo ng 200,000. O sige, ganito na lang. Di ba meron kang credit line sa banko? pwede bang endorse mo ko? Or meron kang kaibigan na nagpapautang, di ba? Pwede bang endorse mo ko? Ikaw yung guarantor ko. Kasi kaibigan mo naman siya. Tapos, ang mangyari niyan, hihiram siya ng pera dun sa, dun sa nagpapahiram. But, pag hindi niya nabayaran yon, tinakbuhan niya, for example, or nalugi yung negosyo niya, sino hahabulin? Ang hahabulin is, ikaw. There is a verse in the Bible, and ito yung sabi niya, no? It's stupid to guarantee someone else's loan. It is in the Message Bible yung translation niya. And it's in Proverbs. Yung Proverbs, marami doon, no? Sinasabi niya, don't do it. Run as fast as you can. Kung may ganun kang situation, you have to get out of that situation immediately. Okay? Sabi doon, it's stupid to guarantee someone else's loan. Stupid. Don't be stupid. Kahit na loved one mo pa yan, kahit na kapatid mo, kahit na magulang mo, huwag ka mag-guarantor. Kasi pag hindi nila nabayaran yan, ikaw yung hahabulin nila. And ang dami kong nakitang mga families na sira dahil dito. Meron akong isang malayong relative, no? I mean, ano siya yung, ano na, kumaga, pinsan sa talampakan, parang gano'n. Yung bahay niya, nawala, kinuha sa kanya. Dahil nag-guarantor siya sa kapatid niya. Nightmare stories like that. Okay? So, unang-una, yun ang naging problema. Never do that. Kahit na magmakaawa sa inyo. Pag tinanong kayo, ito ang reason nyo. Pakita nyo yung verse sa Bible. Yan, sabihin mo, kasi ito yung sabi sa Bible, it's stupid to guarantee someone else's loan. Sayang, gusto ko sana eh, kaya lang naniniwala kasi ako sa Bible eh. May takot ako sa Diyos, kaya pasensya na. Ayan, maiintindihan nila kayo. So, tuloy ko ang story niya. So, we were the one paying for it. Sila nagbabayad ah. We have forgiven her and paying the price of our mistake. Aba, forgiveness ah. Okay, kaya lang sila pa rin ang nagbayad. Isipin mo no, one mistake can really change your financial future. Okay? Imagine mo pag hindi nangyari sa kanila 'yon, they were ano, set back by years just because of this decision. Years. Now, but now, my father-in-law, who was bedridden for almost 2 years, now due to stroke heart enlargement, is in need of his maintenance, caregiver. Kailangan nila ng 30,000 a month. Nag-set aside sila. Pero ito na nangyari. To cut the long story short, ngayon, nagtutustos sila sa father-in-law na may sakit. But, ngayon naman, yung mga brothers, hindi makapag-contribute because naapektuhan daw sila ng pandemic. Ang masakit dito, no? And I really understand your... I know it's difficult, your situation right now, the one who sent this. Ito yung ano, ito yung masakit. They're really faithful stewards. And they are really, kumbaga, abiding by the word of God kasi yan yung sinabi niya dito. And yet, they are in that situation. What would they do? Okay. Ito ano, una, lalo na sa mga ano dito, sa mga millennials. Okay? Remember, well, hindi lang pala sa mga millennials, this advice applies to everyone. Kaya naghihirap tayo mga Pinoy kasi we have this culture, the sandwich generation. Okay? The sandwich generation. Ang nangyayari, mag-asawa, okay? Kailangan sumuport si husband sa pamilya niya. Si wife kailangan sumuport sa pamilya niya. So ngayon, mag-asawa sila, ilan na ang kanilang sinusuportahan? Meron silang tatlong anak, for example. Hindi dalawang pamilya, tatlong pamilya. E ngayon, nagtataka ka kung bakit hindi tayo makaahon na ahon. Eh kasi, you're doing that. You're supporting all of them, including your family. So what do you do in that situation? Ang gagawin nyo, you have to take your stand. And this is a difficult, difficult conversation, but you have to do it. You have to talk to your parents. Mapapasensya na. mahal namin kayo, pero ito kasi yung sitwasyon namin, may pamilya na kami ngayon. Magbibigay pa rin kami sa inyo, kaya lang, hindi na siya obligation. Okay? Kung magkano yung extra, that is what we are going to give you. Kasi ang nangyayari, nahihirapan po kami. Pero huwag kayo mag-alala, nandito pa rin kami, we'll support you kung ano po yung kaya namin. Okay? Kaya ang mga mayayaman siya ka middle class, ang mga anak nila, usually, marami na yung tatlo. Okay? Madalang yung lima. Usually is dalawa. Pero ang mga mahihirap, sobrang daming anak. Minsan umaabot ng walo, more than 10. Kasi ang tingin nila sa mga anak nila, investment. Okay? Ngayon, meron akong 10 anak, magbibigay sa akin ng magkano per month, pwede na ako mag-retire. Mayayaman siya ka middle class, ang iniisip nila, ano yung pwede kong iiwan sa mga anak ko. Ibang mindset. Now, if you continue with that, when you get older, may mga anak kayo, ganun din yung gagawin nyo sa mga anak nyo. At mahihirapan sila. Kasi you didn't prepare for your future. You didn't prepare for your future. Okay? Yan. Kaya, as early as now, if you are in that situation, I know it's gonna be very difficult. Baka may persecution pa. Baka hindi ka pansinin. Alam mo yon, minsan, di ba, nagbibigay? Mga OFWs, pag nagbibigay, grabe. Meron ako mga nakikita, sila yung breadwinner. Hindi lang breadwinner. Lahat na yata ng pagkain, winner. Sila ang inaasahan ng buong bayan. Tapos pag hindi sila nagbigay, sila pa yung masama. Diba? Garit pa sa kanila pag hindi sila nagbigay. Ano ba yon? So, maaga pa lang, ayusin nyo na yan. Okay? Now, with her situation, it's more tricky, no? Dahil nga dun sa father-in-law, may sakit. Ang hirap. Both income ng husband saka ng wife, kinocombine na nila, kulang pa din. And it's really having that difficult conversation with the other siblings. Alam niyo, mahirap tinamaan kayo ng pandemic, pero kami din tinamaan kami ng pandemic. We have to talk about this. Paano ba natin hahatiin yung problem, yung mga expenses and everything? Kasi minsan, ang nangyayari, sinasabi lang nila, pero hindi nyo napag-uusapan eh. Pero pag napag-usapan nyo pala, meron pa pala. Kaya naman pala nalang tumulong. Diba? I mean, kaya naman tumulong yan kahit na magkano yung amount. Sabihin na natin, 500 pesos. Hindi ba nila kayang tumulong ng 500 pesos? And once na tumutulong na sila paunti-unti, then nakikita nila na responsibility rin nila na tumulong. Kasi kung hindi, anong nangyayari? Lahat ng burden nasa iyo eh. So, yun ang nagiging challenge. And for that, there's no other way but for you to look for additional income. Kung nag-work kayo, kailangan nyo maghanap ng side business para masustentuhan. Kasi kung hindi, hindi nyo magagawa yon. But you have to talk to the siblings. Dahil kung hindi, aasa lang sila ng ganon. Lagi na lang kayo yung lahat ng burden sa inyo mapupunta. Until hindi nyo na kaya yung burden because it's too much. Huwag nyo isanla yung future nyo because of other people who won't take responsibility for the problem. Kasi responsibility rin nila yan eh. Responsibility rin nila. Sa totoo lang, ang hirap talaga ng sagutin ng question, but the solution really is to look for additional income and to humble yourself to find people who can also help you in the process. Kasi kung hindi, baka mabaon kayo sa utang. Are these helping, guys? Ayan, agree. Maraming mga nag-agree dito.
Okay, hold on. Before we head on to the rest of the episode, I'm sure some of you are wondering how we collab with brands here in the Unique Life podcast. And with that, we use Podmetrics. So if you have a podcast, sign up at podmetrics.co and use the code UNIQUE. That's one word, all caps. In that way, you can help support the show as well. Let me repeat that. YOUNIQUE, one word, all caps. And if ever you're an advertiser who wants to collab with a Unique Life podcast, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill up the form. Again, that's Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast.
Thank you.
Okay? Sabi ni Faye, ang bisita po ba pag hindi invite na magstay bisita pa rin ba? May etiquette po ba ang bisita kahit mag-anak or hipag or kamag-anak? Are you talking about mga tao na kasama niyo sa bahay na hindi na welcome? Kasi sa Pilipinas, ano rin natin yun, kultura, no? Kahit na kaya nang to be on their own, they still live with their parents para makatipid. Or, ano siya eh, you know, if you are single here, one of the best decisions that I ever made is bumukod ako sa family namin when I was still single. I was around 23 that time. And I can still stay sa house namin. Tapos pinipilit pa ako ng magulang ko to stay. Sabi ko, I want to be independent. Kaya nag-rent ako ng condo. I was there on my own. And because of that, yung nag-asawa ko, mas handa ako. Kasi nangyari, I was living on my own eh. May separation anxiety kasi minsan pag nag-asawa tayo and we get separated from our parents. So what tend to happen is yung adjustment period mo mas tumatagal ng konti. Pero pag ikaw bumukod ka na, yung adjustment period natin mas mabilis. At the same time, babago talaga yung perspective mo. Nagiging mas responsible ka. Kasi alam mo na wala kang aasahan. Aasahan mo yung sarili mo talaga. At ito pa yung maganda. Equivalent siya ng pag nagkaroon ka ng first baby mo. Alam mo, pag wala kang pera, first baby namin, bankrupt kami. Hindi ano ha, hindi zero yung laman ng bank account namin ha. Negative in the millions. Wala akong pera noon, kakapanganak pa lang ng misis ko. Pero yung nakita ko yung bata, nakita ko yung baby, aba, walang excuses, talagang nagsipag ako noon. So ganun yung ano, ganun yung parang progression niya. Kaya that's my ano, that's my advice to you guys. Dun sa nagtanong kay Faye, talk to the person. If you really have to, masakit man sabihin, no? You have to tell them they have to leave your home. Okay? Talk to the person. Kung feeling yung pabigat na, bahay niyo yun eh. Pero give them time as well. Huwag niyo naman biglang o bukas umalis ka na dito. Bigyan mo ng time na I will give you 24 hours. Ganun din, no? Bigyan niyo ng mga 1 month or 2 months. Okay? Or kung kailangan longer, basta merong plano that they will leave. Kasi kung hindi, mahirap eh. Tsaka kung married kayo, yung principle ng leave and cleave. Napaka-importante din yan, yung leave and cleave. It's a spiritual principle. Hey Jason, sabi niya dito, Sir Jason, paano mag-asawa kapag di pa financially ready? Aba, this is the best time to get married during the pandemic. Mababawasan ang gastos nyo ng 90%. Nag-post ako eh about that. Tapos ang daming mga nag-like, nag-comment. Hindi ko alam. Meron pala talagang pinalo nila yung advice na magpakasal ng pandemic. Tapos, this guy is a friend. Kinuha niya ang ninong. Tapos sabi niya, alam mo ninong, diyan ko nakuha yung advice sa'yo. Magpakasal na ngayon habang pandemic pa. Tapos sabi ko, malaki ba natipid yun? Ako, ubod ng laki. But, you know, sa financially, well, mas maganda financially ready kayo before you get married. Kasi it will help you to be responsible. I'm not saying that you need to be rich or kailangan may sarili ka ng bahay or something. At least, ready ka na. Kumbaga, you are more responsible. Kasi ang marriage naman, nandyan lang ang marriage, huwag yung madaliin. Huwag kayong magmadali. Kasi pag nagpakasal na kayo, you will be together for the rest of your lives. God willing. Bakit nyo kailangan magmadali? Diba? Ito nga nangyayari eh. Yung mga walang asawa, gustong mag-asawa. Yung mga may asawa naman, iniisip nila sana single na lang sila. Labo, no? Sabi ni John, kung nagkaroon po kayo ng agreement verbally regarding investment in your friend's lending business and you have emergency situation at need mo withdraw yung investment niyo po, pero di agad mabibigay at ano pwedeng gawin. You have to understand that invest ka kasi eh. Yun ang, kumbaga, agreement niyo. And if you invest, you can't immediately get it if you need it. That's why it's an investment. That's why you all also have to be careful sang bagay ka mag-i-invest. Kasi minsan mahirap, kunyari, unless you are a lending institution, I have clients who are lending institutions, pero kung personal-personal lang tapos lending business, delikado yan. Delikado siya. Meron akong isang friend now, may utang sa kanya, tapos yung utang na yon lending business siya, personal lang. More than 10 years na yung tao na yon may utang sa kanya, nagbabayad naman. Ito nangyari, namatay. Ang utang sa kanya, 4.5 million. Wala siyang nakuha. Wala na siyang makukuha eh, kasi namatay eh. Negosyo ngayon, magsasara na, and yung tao na yon single. Single siya. He's a senior citizen. Unfortunately, na COVID siya. Kaya you have to be careful also with the investments. Be careful. Minsan, masyado tayong atat sa mga investments. Pero minsan, kung magkano yung pera mo, you have to be happy eh, na may pera ka eh. Na minsan, pag in-invest mo pa, baka mawala pa siya. Kaya aralin niyo muna yung mga investments niyo before you invest. I hope this is helping. Again, you are in the Unique Life Show with me, Jason Lo. I am a speaker and also an author of the Unique series about the four personality types which you can use in whatever situation you are in. Whether with family, leadership, money, sales. And tune in because I will be announcing some of the unique events very soon. It's a unique workshop wherein you will be with me for one whole day as we discover your strengths, your weaknesses, and the power of your personality. Ayan, si Stevenson, Sir Jason, paano po matulungan yung taong sikat na po ang... Ano to? Sakit na pala. Sikat na. Ang mangutang at di nagbabayad. Paano po tutulungan? Aba, yan yung mga tao na hindi mo na tinutulungan. Kasi wala nang itutulong sa kanila. Yan yung mga tao na dapat mong iwasan. So, ako may mga ano ako, mga naging kaibigan ako na utangan ako, hindi ako nabayaran. And, well, lesson learned. Lesson learned siya. Na, well, if that person doesn't pay me, then, ano na yon, add na sa tuition fee. Kasi, meron mga tao nagsasabi sa akin, paano kunyari, merong nangutang sa akin, kailangan pang ospital, malaki yung inutang. Ako kasi, sa totoo lang ha, hindi ako nagpapautang. Hindi ako nagpapautang ng pera. Namimigay ako ng pera. Ayun, yeah. Aba, teka ha, mamaya, ang daming mag-comment dito. Explain ko muna kung ano yung sinasabi ko. Ayan, mamaya, mag-comment kayo dito, utangan nyo ako, nakikita natin kung sino yung mga matitindi ang pangangailangan. Ha? But, let me just explain. When someone borrows money from me, for example, ngayon, may nangutang sa inyo, 10,000 na utang niya. Ang kaya mo lang naman pa utang or yung extra money mo is 1,000 or 2,000. Sabi mo sa kanya, pare, mare, alam ko malaki yung problema nyo right now. And check nyo rin kung valid talaga yung reason that sila nangungutang. Pag-pray nyo. Ito, meron akong extra 1,000. May extra ako 2,000. Bigay ko na lang sa'yo to. Hindi na kita papautangin. Tulong ko na yan sa inyo. Kasi pag nangutang yung tao sa inyo, it destroys the relationship. Lending money do not help people. It destroys the relationship. Ilang relationship nang nasira sa halagang 500 pesos. Okay? So be generous. Just give. Now, may mga nagsasabi, kasi may kailangan pang ospital, 100,000, papautangin ko eh. Ganito kasi akong klaseng tao. Ito yung sasabihin ko sa inyo, God bless your heart. God bless your heart. Pero pag nangutang sa inyo ng ganyan, para hindi sumakit ang heart nyo, huwag nyo na-expect na babayaran kayo. So yung 100,000 na yan, kung ang tingin nyo, kasi may nag-comment eh, yun yung sabi niya, 100,000 daw, kailangan daw ng ganyan. So sabi ko, well, if that is what your heart is telling you, then do it, pautangin mo. Pero don't expect na kaya ka nilang bayaran. At kung hindi ka nalang mabayaran, dapat willing ka na rin to let go. Kasi kung hindi, yung expectation natin, mahihirapan tayo. This is one of the most important advice that I can give you regarding money. Yan. Hello. I hope this is helping. If this is helping, can you put there in our the comment section? And I'll be showing this also in my podcast. Yan. My husband and I are doing this principle. Max na pwedeng utangan sa amin, but we only give 300. Sabi niya. Pero di na kami naniningil. No expectation. Yeah. Yeah. Sir, advice mo niyan sa mga networking business. Okay po kaya siya for first-time entrepreneur? And pang-build ng skill and mindset po. Alam nyo, itong network marketing industry, no? Ako kasi, marami rin akong clients na network marketing companies. When I say clients, I speak to their groups, their companies, and I have mga, yung mga ibang top earners ng companies, they are some of my very good friends. Ang network marketing business, it's really a fantastic business. Maganda siyang opportunity. Pero kailangan piliin mo yung kumpanya, kailangan piliin mo rin yung leader na sasalihan mo. If you're a financial advisor, you're here, listen to this. Don't ridicule yung mga ganong klaseng businesses. Kasi minsan naririnig ko yan, di ba? Yung sasabihan nila ng power, power. Di ba? Alam nyo, opportunity nyo na to reach out to them and to teach them financial literacy. Kasi mga networkers, marami sa kanila, kaya nalang kumita ng malaking pera. Ang problema, hindi nila alam how to manage their money. Di ba? So opportunity nyo na yan to reach out to these people because they can be your biggest clients. Now, sa networking, ang networking kasi sa Pilipinas, hindi tayo masyadong regulated unlike other countries. In other words, yung mga pyramiding companies dito, pumapasa as networking companies. Sa ibang bansa, hindi nangyayari yun kasi well-regulated sila. Okay? Now, you choose the company based on number one, yung track record ng company, ano ba sila? Tapos choose the leadership. Okay? And then, sa networking kasi ang pinakamaganda yung matututunan nyo. Like in sales companies, sales organizations, you will learn a lot that you can use in life. Obviously, I've been in sales for more than 10 years. I actually owned a sales company before. I left the company because I want to focus on my restaurant business. And it's a conflict of interest dahil nagsispeak na ako sa mga iba't ibang mga companies. And that company is still existing right now. And it's really, really huge right now. So yung tanong mo, yun yung kailangan mong gawin. Kailangan alamin mo lang kung sino yung leadership. And at the same time, alamin rin natin ano yung company na yan. Tatanungin mo sa sarili mo, bibili ba ako ng produkto kahit na wala akong pwedeng kitain? If your answer is yes, then you can be, that can be a good company for you. Sai was asking, what advice can you give to someone who don't believe in marriage na because of his past relationship? Well, sa akin, simple lang. Kung di ka papakasalan, then ano na, cut the relationship. It's useless. And sa akin, no, I actually have this guy is with me sa ano namin, yung Bible study group namin. For the longest time, for years, ano sila? Mag-live-in sila ng kanyang girlfriend. Tapos, hindi ko naman siya sinasabihan, pero sinasabi ko lang, you know, mahirap ma-bless ni God kung ganyan ang relationship nyo. So after mga 2 years ng ganon, finally nagpakasal sila. Tapos since he's part of a sales organization, yung mga nagli-live in around in their organization, isa-isa nagpakasalan lahat. So nagkaroon ng chain, parang ano, halo effect. Nag-chain reaction. Si God kasi, ganito, si God gusto niya tayong i-bless. De-bless niya tayo. Pero si God, just din siya. In other words, God cannot be inconsistent with his character. So, kailangan yung character niya congruent talaga with his actions. Ang character niya, God is just. He's love. Papatawarin niya ko, pero he's also just. So, kahit na gusto kanyang i-bless, hindi kanya mabless, nakatali yung kamay niya. Nakatali yung kamay niya. And I wouldn't want to be in a relationship that is not blessed by God. At ito yung question, kung kayo magkakaroon kayo ng anak, gusto nyo ba yung anak nyo hindi magpakasal, naka-live-in din. These are difficult situations, but that's the brutal answer to that. I hope that helped, Sai. I'll read a few more questions before we end. I hope this is helpful. If this is helpful, put there in the comment section how it has helped or kung nakatulong man yan sa inyo. Parang nasa taas pa rin ako, dumadami yung mga questions na natin. Kaibigan, nakiride sa credit card tapos di makabayad kasi pandemic, nawala ng work. Nakaka-stress daw kasi nagbabayad lang daw kapag nakaka-work. Yan, yung sinasabi ko, huwag kayong magpa... Kasi pag pinahiram niyo yung credit card niyo, parang naging guarantor kayo dyan eh. Pag sinabihan kayo ng ganon, be firm lang. Sorry ah, kasi hindi ko siya ginagawa dahil nagkaroon ako ng ano dyan, mga experience. Or sabihin niyo lang, don't be ano, huwag kayong mahiya. Kasi kung nahiya kayo, in the end, kayo nagsasuffer. Diba? But lesson learned yan. John, starting today, remember that principle and don't ever do that again. Once you get out of that predicament, then you will be more prudent in handling your finances. Jolette, hi! How are you? Sabi niya, first time ko mag-watch, how about Bitcoin? Scam ba yan? No, it's not a scam. Bitcoin, some say, is the currency of the future. And you can study cryptocurrencies because it's picking up steam, but it's not for the faint of heart. In other words, yung swings niya masyadong malayo. Masyadong, kumbaga, bigla siyang tataas, bigla siyang babagsak na lang. Out of nowhere. So you have to be ready with that. But again, when you invest, you have to believe in the investment that you are investing in. So kahit na tumaas yan or bumaba, alam mo yung investment mo and invest for the long term. Hindi ka naman trader eh. Hindi mo naman tinatimingan. So kailangan aralin mo lang yung fundamentals ng investment. So with Bitcoin, ngayon yung mga institutions right now in the States, educational institutions, huge companies are investing in Bitcoin because they can see that it is a good alternative. Just to give you an idea, no, yung money kasi natin, ang bilis na mag-print ng money ngayon, kaya nawawala ng value yung money. Sa States alone, since the pandemic happened, yung dollars na pinrint nila, 30% of the money printed right now, okay, the existing printed money sa States, 30% of that was printed just last year. Before, it was backed up by gold. Dati kasi, no, pag nagpiprint ng pera yung mga government, ang nangyayari, may gold sila na nakatabi, na hindi sila magpiprint ng mas malaki dun sa amount ng gold that they have. But since that changed, okay, and I won't get into the details, no, but yung nag-change yun, ayun na, we have more, they have more freedom. However, ang nangyayari, nagkakaroon ng ano, ng problema with the value of the money. Okay? So, nandiyan yung inflation, nandiyan din yung deflation, dahil sa sobrang daming piniprint, nawawala ng value yung pera. Nangyari to in Africa eh. Para ka bumili ng ano, ng ball pen, it's worth around more than 1 trillion of their money. Parang ganun, or one, basta ganun ka-crazy na pagbibili lang sila ng ball pen or something, isang kaba ng pera yung daladala nila dahil sa sobrang daming pinrint ng government. Ayun na. Okay, ang gulo ko, no? Tinatanong Bitcoin. Bakit Bitcoin? Kasi yung Bitcoin, regulated siya na kumaga parang yung gold na nakatabi, they actually, it's regulated kung hanggang gaano kadami lang yung Bitcoin na may issue. Okay? That's why, for some, they see it as a new alternative to protect their wealth, to protect their assets. Lalo na yung mga mararaming pera na hindi na nila alam kung ano yung gagawin nila sa pera. For example, yung mga organizations and companies that have excess money. Whew! Ang gabi yung pinag-uusapan natin ngayon, no? napunta ngayon sa Bitcoin. Advice po sa Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, aralin nyo yung cryptocurrencies. There are more than 1,000 cryptocurrencies, so you have to study them. Ano bang klaseng cryptocurrency to? Some feel na yung value ng cryptocurrency, no, it's really speculative, wala siyang value. But for others who can see that this is actually the currency of the future, there's a lot of, kumbaga, potential. Hindi lang yun, ginagamit na siya ngayon, even in transferring money, a lot faster. Ang cryptocurrency kasi, iba-iba siya eh. Aralin nyo kung ano yung function niya. Pero yung pinakasikat ang Bitcoin. Kumbaga, ang Bitcoin para siyang dollars ng world currency. Okay? And if you ask me if I invest in Bitcoin, yes, I do. But it's only excess money. Pauline, what advice can you give about franchising and distributorship? Again, kung franchising and distributorship, the best advice would be to ask other franchisees of the company how they are doing. Doon lalabas talaga if the franchise is really good or hina-hype lang kayo or yung franchise is making money, then the relationship of the franchise to the franchisees. Okay? And yung kasi ano, gagawin mo, kausap yung owner, they will show you ano yung mga numbers, maganda yung franchise, and then you ask them, is it okay for me to get the numbers of your franchisees, para I can ask them also advice. I can also ask them about your franchise. Would that be okay? If hindi nila binigay, may question mark na. Pag binigay nila sa inyo, then dun yung makikita kung okay siya or hindi. And treat a franchise business like a business na kailangan mo siyang pag-aralan. Maganda sa franchise, may sistema. May sistema na. Okay? Kaya lang, you are paying for that system. Mas mahal siya, in a sense. So, if you are someone who needs guidance, who's not that adventurous, then the franchise system may be for you. But if you're someone who wants to experiment, to create your own brand or something, then maybe you can start your own business, your own brand. Kumbaga, yung Mr. Softy na ice cream. Remember that? Yung mga meron sa mall. Kung gusto mong mag-franchise, you can go to companies like them, may system na. Or if you want to put up your own, then makikita mo yung process, how to register, how to do this, how to do that. You check kung ano yung sa inyo. But remember, ang franchise kasi para kang nag-asawa din dyan, parang business yan eh. Yung business, it's like a marriage. It's easy to get in, but it's hard to get out. Okay? How to order my books online, Josh? Well, you can. I'll share the link here, but I'm on Shopee. You can check out my books there. I have 4 books: Unique, Unique Youth, Uniquely in Love. Those 3 books, they're about the 4 personality types and how our personality can help us shape can help us become successful. And it where it relates to youth, yung isa naman sa leadership, yung isa naman it's the general one. And then another book entitled Determined, Take Control of Your Finances and Your Life. I share there about my debt story. By the way, guys, watch out for the workshops that I'm sharing here. You know, one of the best things that you can do is to invest in yourself. To be honest with you, I slept at 4 a.m. for 2 days already. Because I have been attending a live workshop from an American speaker. And magkaiba yung time zone natin. Until now, I still invest in programs, in seminars, in books. I love reading books because you cannot give what you do not have. And with that, I guess I have answered most of the questions that you have. Again, thank you so much for this episode of the Unique Life Show. If you are here, by the way, please, please, please. And I'm trying to build more followers on this now. If you are listening to podcasts, right after this episode, please follow me on my podcast, The Unique Life. You will have a lot of episodes here, both me and with some guests. And I believe that it can add so much value to you guys. So follow me there and take a look at my podcast, The Unique Life, where we unbox the real you. This is Jason Law signing off. Maraming salamat sa inyo. And for those of you who are here, God bless you. And may goodness and love follow you all the days of your life. Psalm 23:6.
Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in The Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlo.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law. See you in the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.